Roger Marshall, Democrats prove they do not care about Lack and Riley with vote to block Mayorkas impeachment. By John Binder on April 17, 2024. Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, says Senate Democrats blocking an impeachment trial against Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas shows they do not care about the murder of 22-year-old Lack and Riley, allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien. On Wednesday, Senate Democrats voted 51-48 to shut down an impeachment trial against Mayorkas, claiming the first article of impeachment approved by the House did not rise to the level of high crimes. Senate Democrats' blocking of an impeachment trial against Mayorkas comes as 26-year-old José Antonio Ibarra, an illegal alien from Venezuela, had been released into the United States Interior thanks to a parole pipeline carried out by Mayorkas. Ibarra, in February, was arrested and charged with brutally murdering nursing student Lack and Riley on the University of Georgia's, UGA, campus. Today, Senate Democrats chose political expediency over holding a trial for DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Marshall said in a statement. By voting to block Mayorkas' impeachment trial, Senate Democrats signaled to Lack and Riley's family they do not care that an illegal immigrant murdered her daughter. They are signaling to all the families who lost a loved one to fentanyl poisoning that they do not care about the deadliest drug we have ever seen flooding over our open border and killing 300 Americans a day. Emphasis added. Likewise, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said, "Today is a sad day in the history of the U.S. Senate following the vote to dismiss the impeachment charge. Our current Secretary of Homeland Security refuses to do his primary job, secure the homeland. Under his leadership, over 9.4 million immigrants have been welcomed to illegally enter our country, including potential terrorists and dangerous criminals who have harmed American citizens. Thousands of migrant children have been used, abused, and recycled by cartels. It is unfathomable that we would allow this to occur in the United States," emphasis added. If this partisan cover-up were happening in the GOP, there would be uproar on every front page in America. Rejecting the impeachment articles against Secretary Mayorkas, without allowing senators and the people they represent to hear the evidence, is an unprecedented disservice to the American public," emphasis added. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., blasted the vote, writing on Twitter that Mayorkas has clearly shown illegal conduct while head of DHS. Today Senate Democrats covered for Biden's open border by refusing to even hold a trial for Secretary Mayorkas's clearly illegal conduct, Vance wrote. They also set a precedent that further cheapens the U.S. Senate. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, noted that Democrats fully back President Joe Biden's parole pipeline that helped release Ibarra into the U.S. Interior. 2 weeks ago, for example, they voted down Hagerty's amendment to close the parole pipeline. Mayorkas has abused his case-by-case parole authority beyond any degree imaginable. He's not flying 30,000 illegal aliens into the United States every month for resettlement. This is a blatant violation of the law and its abuse of the parole law in particular. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.